We're going to hear a story now from a man who grew up in Northeast Baltimore, where he received a Catholic education. He says the idea of spending 40-odd days in the desert was one he picked up at St. Dominic's, so he thought he'd give it a try in Tucson after he finished school. Not only did he find himself, but he also found the man of his dreams. You can say it, aww. He and his newfound partner moved to Santa Fe in Boston before settling back here in Baltimore. Please welcome Richard Messick.
Ever seen one of these outside of a Fred Astaire movie? I'd wear it, but it doesn't fit. August 14th, 2003, my partner Mumtaz and I are heading up to Niagara Falls to get married. This is an idea that started out as a lark, really. Two provinces in Canada had just legalized same-sex marriage, and our upcoming 25th anniversary of living together was coming up. We didn't have any big plans, so I thought, let's go to Niagara Falls, let's get married. The idea came to me a couple weeks earlier when weekend plans we had fell through, and I was kind of depressed the morning we were supposed to be on the road heading off for a little mini vacation. So I thought I'd cheer myself up by daydreaming on the internet. You know, you've done that. And I went online to see what's involved in getting married in Canada. This is just in the news. So I go online, I check out some B&Bs in Niagara Falls, of course, and checked out the City Hall site to see how difficult, is there any waiting period or whatnot. It all seemed pretty simple. So that night over dinner, I proposed the idea, so to speak, to my partner, and he was all over it. So the next morning, I'm on the phone. I call up the gay B&B I found online that looked pretty promising. I asked about this lovely house they had on the home site, and he steered me over to another property that he had. And I thought, oh, okay, fine, sure, whatever, how much? We're working out all the details, you know, when we're coming, you know, payment and whatnot. We're just about ready to wrap it up. One more question. My partner and I, the reason we're coming to Niagara Falls is we want to get married. Do you know a minister we could get in touch with? Well, the conversation takes a 180-degree turn. A room becomes available in the big house. A suite, the Marilyn Monroe suite. Very gay. And he knew a minister. We could use the garden. Everything was set. Great. So 2 weeks later, we're motoring up the highway through mid-state Pennsylvania. It's a lovely road. Lovely trip up that way if you ever want to make the drive. The road takes you along the Susquehanna River for long stretches. Eventually, it dumps you out on the New York Thruway, where, of course, we pulled over at the first rest stop we came to. We're heading into the building, along with everybody else in the same idea. And we couldn't help but notice it was kind of dark in there. They had emergency lights on, but people are standing behind the counters, food counters, kind of scratching their heads and looking at each other and not knowing what they're doing. And somebody in the crowd says, I guess they didn't pay their utility bills. We finish our business, head back in the car, and just like in the science fiction movies, or that pertinent bit of information comes on the radio when you turn the car on, blackout from New York to Minnesota, or Michigan, one of those middle M states, I forget. Wide swath. So yes, we can tell you when the biggest blackout in the United States occurred, August 14, 2003. We're heading down the road. We're blithely oblivious to the fact that Niagara Falls is between New York and that middle M state. We're young and in love. What do we care? Nothing's going to stand in the way of our marriage. Apparently nothing did, because by the time we got there, Niagara Falls is back online. You see, they had their own power source, the falls. And there's a power plant right by the river and everything. They must have flipped a few switches in Niagara Falls, and I'm talking just Niagara Falls, was lit. It was like an oasis in the middle of the desert. So we hit the ground running. We head off to find meet with a minister, get the paperwork done at City Hall, get some flowers. Of course we had the flowers, boutonnieres and whatnot. Next day, my cousin and his wife come in for witnesses for us. We are all dressed up in the parlor. It rained when we were supposed to be in the garden, but the parlor worked. It's the minister and the four of us. That's it. It became as solemn for us as if we were in a cathedral before everybody we ever knew in our entire lives. Hundreds of people. It's just, like I said, it's just us. Then the crying starts. The tears. We were blithering idiots. We could barely get the vows out. My partner, Mumtaz, is sobbing. But we made it through. Had light refreshments in the parlor. And before we headed off to dinner at a restaurant right overlooking the falls. Of course, we had to have shots by the falls with our boutonnieres, coat and tie. And we head into the restaurant, and guess what? It's dark, too. The lights were coming kind of like this throughout the weekend, or 2 days we were there. And there's a sign on the door, sorry, closed for the power outage. And I'm turning around, we're all heading out to the falls, and I've got thoughts of Burger King in my head, and the lights came back on. I turn around, the hostess is running by, and are you serving dinner? Give me 20 minutes. Yes. We're still young and in love. Nothing's standing in our way. I wish I could say that we were able to stay in Niagara Falls for a long visit and actually honeymoon in Niagara Falls is what you're supposed to do there. But we had to get back to Baltimore because my brother and sister-in-law at the last minute pulled together a party to celebrate our anniversary. So we got to announce to the fact that, hey, look what we did while we were away. Tears, crying, hugs. Oh, we've got a new brother now. And it was like, who knew? It was such a big deal. And then the parties continued from there. Everybody we knew had to throw us a party. Our neighbors had a party for us by Friday. But my office had a party for us in 2 weeks. His office had a party for us. Presents are coming in from all over the country. I mean, this was a big deal. Why did we wait so long, we thought? And when all was said and done, when I remember back in the beginning of the story, I said, this started out as a lark. It was like, we didn't have anything better to do. Let's elope. And I have to say, I looked at my ring at one point, and I thought, I feel like I'm part of a club, a secret club. This is something that I'd never entertained seriously. It's, getting married. It's new to us, to some of us. So I really did feel like I'd just become a member of a new society, and it was a huge deal. So unlike the wedding ring that used to get tossed out here a few years ago, I'm hanging on to this one. That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Richard Messick. Richard Messick.